everyone, this is Rainey Peavy, and welcome to my very first podcast. I'm so excited to start sharing some teaching and words of encouragement with you in this format. Today I want to talk about the fact that when God calls you to do something, He will open the doors and provide for you to do it. On my blog this month, we've been focusing on the theme of waiting on God. I've written some posts and also had some great guest posts on the topic. You know, when God gives you a promise or a prophetic word or dream of something to come, we know from biblical examples and our own life experience that often there can be a lengthy time of waiting before that promise actually comes to pass, right? Have you experienced that? God has a specific timing, and often He needs to develop our character and skills more before we're ready to walk into that promise of what He has for us. But when God is ready to move us into something new, He's going to provide what we need to do our part in what He's leading us to do. Last week, I read the book of Ezra, and I was hugely encouraged by what I read, so I want to share a few specific parts of Ezra's story with you. But first, I want to give you a quick background on the book of Ezra. This book is in the Old Testament. It was written somewhere between approximately 538 to 457 BC. It takes place over 100 years after God released the Israelites from captivity in Babylon. Some of the Israelites are back in Jerusalem, and by God's provision and favor, they've completed the rebuilding of the temple of God that had previously been destroyed. And then God brings Ezra onto the scene. Ezra was a priest and a Bible scholar. He was the real deal. He not only studied and knew the texts of God, but he passionately lived them out in real life. By God's favor, the king of Persia sends Ezra back to Jerusalem and lets any of the other Israelites who want to return there go along with him. The king gives Ezra a large sum of silver and gold to buy needed items in order to carry out the worship at the temple of God. In Jerusalem, Ezra becomes a spiritual leader for the Israelites and leads them in a time of deep repentance for not following God's commands. And in chapter 7, there are several very inspiring verses that I want to share with you. The first one is in verse 6. It says, "Because God's hand was on Ezra, the king gave him everything he asked for." Like I said, the Persian king in Babylon, who wasn't even a believer in Ezra's God, gave Ezra the money he needed to buy supplies for the Israelites to be able to worship God. You guys, God is not broke. And whatever He wants you to accomplish, He'll provide for it, financially and otherwise, whatever we need. And it's interesting that the provision for the temple came from the most unlikely place, from someone who didn't even know God. And then verse 10 says, Ezra had committed himself to studying the revelation of God, to living it, and to teaching Israel to live its truth and ways. Like I said before, Ezra was the real deal. He didn't just talk the talk, he lived what he preached, and what he preached came straight from God's word. That reminds me of 1 Corinthians 4:20, where it says, "The kingdom of God is not just a lot of talk, it's living by God's power." If you're talking a good game but not living out what you say, then people don't want to hear your message. But Ezra was completely genuine, and it showed. The people wanted to follow him, and he was a holy man. Now back to Ezra chapter 7, verses 27 to 28. Ezra says, "Blessed be God, the God of our fathers, who put it in the mind of the king to beautify the temple of God in Jerusalem. Not only that, he caused the king and all his advisors and influential officials actually to like me and back me. My God was on my side and I was ready to go, and I organized the leaders of Israel to go with me." God was the one who moved on the heart of the king and opened the door for Ezra, but Ezra was ready to move through that door when it was opened. He'd done his part in being prepared, and he was ready to go when God said go. So what's God been showing you to do today that is preparation for the future? Sometimes you don't even know at the time that what you're experiencing today is preparing you for future ministry, but lots of times God will show you specific things to do right now to prepare for something that's coming, so you can be ready when God wants to send you out. So to wrap up, I have three questions for you. Number one, have you committed yourself to studying God's word, the Bible, and to living it out? Never underestimate your daily life example to those around you. None of us are perfect, but we should be living more the Word of God, not less of it, each day as we're maturing in Christ. Question number two, are you doing your part today in becoming prepared for what God has for you tomorrow? Remember, Ezra in verse 28 said, "My God was on my side and I was ready to go." He was studied up, he was prayed up, he was ready. Question number three, do you trust that God will provide everything you need for what he leads you to do? When he's showing you to do something, step out in faith and watch him come through for you. God is completely able to do anything he wants to do in order to give us favor, even with non-believers, and to open up any door he wants for his glory. So let's be like Ezra and continue to study God's word, to teach others about it, and to live it out as an example, and to do whatever it is that God is showing us today in order to be prepared for those future doors he'll open, trusting that God will provide the resources. We step out in faith, and God will do the rest. Have a great week, everyone.